5 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Pretty good right now. Manning's starting to get some of the votes, Colfax. John Elway was running away. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Greater quarterback, Peyton Manning or John Elway? It was like 80% Elway. Now it's 60% Elway. Manning's getting 40% of the votes, so starting to get a little closer there. So go vote at theholeshow.com. And we'll see if Elway can hold on to, at least according to the Hooligans, to being named the greater quarterback between the two. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. And talking about the Nuggets again, Joker with another triple-double, 28 points, 10 assists, 15 rebounds. It's every single night with this guy. Now, I was having a fairly heated debate with one of our Hooligans over the weekend on Twitter about Jamal Murray. I tweeted out, I said, man, when Jamal Murray wants to be great, there's nothing that can stop him. And I was tweeted back, hey, you're literally describing any player in the NBA, basically, that any player can, if they turn it on, they can do this if they wanted to or if they had that ability to. Jamal's a special player. You know, and I just said, because he said any player can be great. And I said, well, that's my point, is Jamal Murray is essentially just any player right now. He had 21 points last night. He was 8 of 21. It's not a special game. It's not a special game right there from a guy that's paid more than anybody on the Nuggets roster. The tweet back, and I just want to kind of go through it, because it does bring up a good debate. Now, basically, he said, hey, you know, he's not a superstar. He's not paid, and I said he's paid like a superstar, though. That's the difference. You know, there's a lot of players that are going to be great on five nights and then average the next five nights. I said, but the difference is Jamal Murray is expected to be great. He is paid like a superstar. And the response was basically he's not, you know, he's not paid any more than, you know, he's 41st. I think he was 41st. In the league. 41st in the league as far as paid. Well, think about that, Colfax. There's 30 teams in the NBA, right? 30 teams. Maybe they're stars or not, but each team probably pays at least one player superstar money, right? Well, that's 30. 30 players right off the bat are going to be paid superstar money. Jamal Murray is number 40. He's top 40. But look at the list of guys that, I mean, there's a lot of stars in the league. Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, James Harden, John Wall, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Klay Thompson. I'm kind of skipping Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is 12th, folks. So don't let the contracts fool you. Steph Curry's making $43 million a year at the top. Jamal's making $27 million. But he's also right in line with Giannis at $27 million. Giannis is 37th. Do we say Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the best players in the NBA? Yes. So, Jamal Murray is paid the same, essentially, as Giannis Antetokounmpo. Let it sink in. He is a top pay. In the NBA, it's not top 10, folks. You don't go top 10 paid because, I mean, most guys are pretty close here. You go with it's typically your top 40 or 50. Your top 50 players in the league are going to be paid superstar type money. Why is that? There's 30 teams. They typically each pay one to two stars. So suddenly 60, right? I mean, if you were to get to 60, if you each had two star, if every team had two stars, which they don't, but if every team had two stars, we'd have 60. High-paid guys. So I don't know if I agree with the whole, well, he's only 40th. Only 40th. That's great. Top 40 is superstar paid. Jamal Murray doesn't put the numbers out that warrant that contract. And so my whole point on this, Colfax, is look at Nikola Jokic. The guy does it every night. He pours it on. Points. He decides when he needs to take over. This guy's so good now There's no more debate. There's no more Nikola Jokic head games. Remember? There's not, none of that anymore. There's no more he decides what his team needs. His team needs every ounce of him. He needs to pass. He needs to rebound. He needs to score. And he knows that now. He doesn't rely on Gary Harris, who's not ever coming back, apparently. He doesn't rely on Will Barton or Jamal or Porter. When it's crunch time, he relies on himself. And this is why. I mean, hell, you look at Joker. Joker's 26th in the league, and he's at 29, but that's this year. You know, he's at 29 right now. But you look at how the contracts break down, Joker's got two more years remaining. Jamal Murray's guaranteed is $169 million as far as Joker's is 91. So, I mean, when I say this, when I say Jamal Murray needs to be better, and I get crap for that, Brady, you're being too hard on him. He's being paid like the Bucks pay Giannis. He's being paid like, go down any list here. Like, again, Karl Anthony Towns is on a bad team, but he's still a superstar. Minnesota pays Karl Anthony Towns. Like the Suns pay Devin Booker. Like the Nets pay Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is making bank. He's making only $4 million more than Jamal Murray. Damian Lillard, many would argue, is top five in the league. He's making $5 million more than Jamal Murray. My point, how long do we continue to put up with inconsistent play? And again, you put up with it until Jamal proves that it's just going to be like, this is flatlining. Now he's like, but is 20 points a game? Is 20 points a game going to get it done for you when you're going up against these juggernauts in Utah and LA, Phoenix? Now, Jamal's in a good place lately, but I just wanted to kind of reload that because I stand by it. I've said it a bazillion times. The guy, when he decides it's go time, is phenomenal. Maybe he should be top 10 paid in the league. But again, the difference there is only $7 million. Again, so this whole idea that, oh, he's 40th, he's not top paid. Mike Conley is paid $34 million a year. Murray's seven. So, I mean, you're $7 million difference. It's not that. That's actually not that big when you're talking NBA money. So if you crack that top 40, you're golden. You're good to go. But my whole point on this is, listen, he plays like a stud when he decides it's go time. There's no excuse for Murray, though, because I'm watching another guy for this team do it every single night. Every night, triple-double. He said, Chris, who is the best? The drive, the helicopter, brought in Manning. He's saying, so you didn't have Manning do any of these cool things. Always got the memorable stuff.
Right.
The drive, the helicopter.
And he brought Manning.
Yeah, but are we debating post? Are we adding post-career to this, too? Yeah, I guess he did. He did bring in Manny. Let's see. Dixon. Oh, can I? Is this going to be a Von Miller thing? Yeah, I just went to the very end there, Dixon. Brady, you say Murray needs to be great every night. Okay, but come on, Dixon. These are two different sports. Two totally different sports. The NBA is a superstar-driven league. If you don't have one, you're not going to win a title. The Nuggets have at least one, maybe a 1.5, if you want to call Jamal Murray that. That's just the way it is. Why doesn't that apply to Von Miller? Because it's football. And I know. Dixon, I could have this argument without you, my friend. I'm going to say the only player that really dictates football like this is a quarterback. Well, you paid Von Miller quarterback money. Well, it's not quarterback money anymore. Like 2 years later, it wasn't quarterback money. And by the way, the salary cap, as we've learned, what the hell does it even mean? You paid Miller, and you're still able to load up the defense. So the argument about the money to Miller, does it even work? Because you still got Kareem Jackson. You still got you got two pretty damn good corners last week. I mean, and you got Justin Simmons. So the money's not hindering you. So why not do it? If this is all video game money and nobody really cares and the salary cap can be manipulated, then really. No, come on, the difference between Von Miller and Jamal Murray, you got five guys on the floor. Five starting players on the floor. That one or two guys is, I mean, that's the difference. If Joker's off this team, the Nuggets are not even a playoff team. Is Vaughn the difference between playoffs and non-playoffs? Is he the difference? No, he's not the difference. Does he add to it as a collective unit now? Yes. Was he the difference at one point? I'm answering a lot of my own questions. In the playoffs and Super Bowl, sure. Dixon says Vaughn's getting superstar money. Is he, though? Is he now? Where is he in terms of top paid, highest paid defensive players? I mean, I don't even think he's up there. And again, the NBA is a very thin margin to go off on this. But I don't even think Vaughn is. I mean, where is he? Where does he sit? Is he up there with the Bosa, Garrett, Mack, those guys, Donald? Those guys are paid like superstars. I guess Vaughn is in the top 10. But one more year. J.J. Watt's only, you know, he's only like top 15 or whatever, so he's close. It's still different. You got to know the difference here. In the NBA, you've got, what, 9 guys on your roster, 10 guys, 11 guys on your roster? So it applies differently, because if Murray doesn't show up, the Nuggets lose. If Vaughn doesn't have a sack in a game, does that mean the Broncos are going to lose? Two totally different sports. You got to pay them. You got to pay somebody on your team. Is Justin Simmons, you know, if he doesn't have 10 tackles and an interception in a game, does that mean the Broncos are going to lose? No. But if Murray comes out and doesn't have 20 points at least, does that mean the Nuggets are going to lose? Maybe. Unless Porter's throwing down 30, because Joker's going to give you his 25, 28. But who's adding? Football is not necessarily about a player. Yes, you want Vaughn to make plays, but wins, losses are not directly related to his stats. Jamal Murray's stats, wouldn't you say wins and losses are directly related to his stats? Damn sure for Joker. If Joker goes cold, good luck winning. That guy has learned not to foul. He doesn't get in foul trouble anymore. You know why? Because he knows if I go out, this team is screwed. Big time. You're setting your expectations really high for Murray, but Vaughn gets a pass. Again, they're totally different sports. You got 11 guys. There's 10 other guys for Von Miller to rely on. Jamal has four guys, and it's basketball. Basketball is about superstars. Football is about a collective unit defensively. It's a collective unit. He doesn't get a pass. Yeah, there's going to be pressure on Vaughn. I'm giving you the $18, $19 million. I want you to produce. But come on. If I say to you today, if Vaughn gets 10 sacks instead of 15, is that the difference between the Broncos going to the playoffs? If Jamal averages 15 instead of 23, is that a difference? Yeah. Because the Lakers have two. The Jazz have two. The Clippers have two. It's basketball. The bar is extremely high. Jamal Murray is the highest paid Denver Nugget. And I know that Vaughn is now at this stage, or no, yeah, I guess it's still Vaughn, but for 1 year. You got him for 1 year, you picked up the option. I don't disagree with it, but the pressure is different in basketball. It just is. It's a way different sport. Again, it doesn't, you know, Vaughn could put pressure on a guy and not have a single stat. Vaughn could impact the game and not actually register a stat on the box score. Jamal Murray, okay, he could play great defense, but if you're not registering stats, good stats, then we're wasting our time. Denver's wasting their time. I'm just telling you, man, I mean, the expectations are higher in basketball with the money than they are in football. It's not true. Dixon's saying you're basing your expectations on the money they make. That should go for all sports. It's not like that. It's spread out way differently in football. Again, it's way more guys that you're trying to work with. In basketball, it comes down to one or two. And yeah, I'm a lot harder on Jamal Murray. Because the Nuggets could win a title this year, folks. Are the Broncos going to win a title? If Von Miller has 20 sacks next year, the Broncos still aren't going to win the Super Bowl. If Vaughn has 5 sacks next year, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. They're not winning. The Nuggets could win a title this year. You got Hooligans. I'm telling you, you have a team right now that could win a championship for the first time ever. But it is directly correlated with Jamal Murray, because Joker's going to do his thing. He's doing it every single night. He's going to score 27. He's going to get 15 boards. He's going to get 10 assists. He's racking up the double-doubles. He could fall over those, Colfax. He could do those in his sleep. That's how good he is. Jamal Murray, you heard the press conference last week. We want you to get 6 rebounds per game. I'm not that tall, and everybody else gets rebounds. Oh, okay. You know, the expectations aren't there. Hey, over the break, I didn't play basketball at all, and I wasn't ready to play when we came back. There was 2 games. I wasn't ready. Do you want that? That is the direct issue. Yes, I need Michael Porter Jr. to be the guy. I'm relying on Michael Porter Jr., but that is a young man. Very young. What is this? His second? This is really only his first full year. Last year, he was up and down. It was spotty how he played. So that's a lot of pressure you're putting on a young guy. Jamal's been in this long enough. He's on his second contract. If he doesn't perform, okay, how about this, Dixon? If you're cool with no pressure on Jamal, if Jamal doesn't perform, you're not winning a title. That is as simply put as I can make it. If Jamal Murray, what did he do last night? 21 points. Okay, and I think he was at like 17, and then toward the end knocked down a couple free throws. I believe he was 3 for 3 there. Again, free throws, he's tremendous. You're going to need that down the line. 8 for 21, 21 points. The Nuggets scored 110. Yeah, because Joker scored 30. Porter added in 18. Barton had one of those nights. He's going to be inconsistent. You know you're not relying on Barton to pop 17. His plus-minus was plus 10. Barton had a great game. He had 6 boards, 3 steals. You also got a nice game for P.J. Dozier. You need other guys to step up. And I mean, are you guys confident that P.J. Dozier, Will Barton, and Jermichael Green are going to be the difference makers in a series against the Lakers? No. It's going to have to be Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic and MPJ. The pressure goes, Nikola Jokic, all right, well, I'm pretty cool with that. Like, that guy seems to handle the pressure now. He's arrived. He's probably going to win the MVP. No kidding. He's probably going to do this thing. Then all of you that said he wasn't the greatest Nugget of all time, a year later, he's the MVP. The Nuggets have never had that kind of royalty. So, no pressure on Joker. He's proven that he's going to do it on a nightly basis. Next is Jamal Murray. You have to do it. Because, and the reason I bring up the pay so much is because you're paying him high amount, the highest on the team. If he's not going to be top tier, superstar level, then are you wasting your time? Are you? The Broncos are not in it to win it next year for Super Bowl. They're not. They might squeeze into the playoffs. They are not beating the Chiefs in the playoffs. They are not beating the Ravens in the playoffs. Drew Locke, Mac Jones, player to be named later, Gardner Minshew, none of those guys are beating Kansas City in the playoffs next year, or Baltimore. Denver could do it. That's why the pressure's there. They are riding out Von Miller's career. You can argue about the time this deal was signed with Von after Super Bowl 50. You can argue that all day long, but we're in the here and now. Von's days are probably done unless he goes out and earns himself a contract next year. And if he does, all the power to him. Let's bring him back. But this year is all about just, hey, get our defense together. Let's see what we can do. Let's try to improve, make this a better organization going forward. Find out if we have the right guy at quarterback, and let's go. Denver is at the point where they're competing for a title. Yes, there's more pressure. Jamal Murray has a title to win. Von Miller, they won 5 games last year. The Nuggets were in the Western Conference Finals. You better believe there's more pressure on Jamal Murray and this Nuggets organization. Texter, what has Vaughn done since the Super Bowl? Will you agree that he's probably given the worst return on investment since he signed that contract? Depends. Didn't Terrence Knighton, or not Terrence Knighton, who was the, why am I blanking out? Come on, the D-tackle that played for the Patriots, Vince Wilfork. Like, that's got to be the biggest flop of a contract when he went to Washington. Listen, there's bad contracts all over. Has Vaughn lived up to the money expectations? No, but the Broncos are a bad team. They have been since they won the Super Bowl. Are you going to blame Von Miller for Brock Osweiler leaving and going to Houston when Gary Kubiak wanted him here but Elway wouldn't pick up the phone? Is that Von's fault? Well, Brady wouldn't have. They would have paid Brock if he would have. They would have paid him. They were going to. They waited too long, and Brock's agent, look it up, Brock's agent said don't answer the call after this date because that means to hell with him. We're moving on. That date came and went. Elway called later. Brock never picked up the phone. Bye-bye. They would have paid him. And I'm not saying Brock would have. Who knows, though? Brock went to a playoff, went to the playoffs with Houston. Maybe if he stays in Denver where he's used to the offense and maybe Gary sticks around. Who knows? Maybe that was the riff. Is that Vaughn's fault? This was a bad team. Vaughn's been better than J.J. Watt. Very similar contracts. Very similar teams. Yes, there's way more pressure on Jamal Murray. You have a championship to win. This is writing a contract out because you can afford it. Look what just happened, Colfax. The Broncos were at $33 million last week in cap space. They just signed everybody back and then some. They brought in a two stud corner, pretty stud corners, I would say. Potential Pro Bowl. And they're only $6 million deep. They're $27 million in cap space still. So it didn't hurt him. With the Nuggets, Jamal Murray's contract is directly keeping them from probably absorbing another big one. That's why I said, if you want the Nuggets to trade, we got to take a break. If you want the Nuggets to trade for a stud, don't give them Gary Harrison, Will Barton. You're going to have to give them a stud. You ain't giving them Joker. It's either Porter or Murray. Yeah, there's way more pressure on Jamal Murray. You got a championship to win. We'll be right back.
Volleyball and baseball coming to a Preps broadcast near you on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Call me up, you don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be.
You know, I didn't touch the ball for the break. I felt like I just mentally, I didn't want to touch the ball for the break. And I came back the first two games and I wasn't ready to play. And I just had to get my groove back. And, you know, I changed my routine today. I said I need to change something.
Since we're comparing sports, if Von Miller says that after the first two games next year, I came back, I didn't touch a ball, I didn't work out, I didn't do this over the break. I wasn't ready for the first two games. You guys would crucify Von Miller. But because it's Jamal Murray, we got Dixon texting and saying, hey, at least he's giving you something. He was great in the bubble. Wait a second. You're not insisting that we reward someone for something that they did in the past, are you? Oh, wait. How about this one? Lonzo Ball, potential as far as trade interest for the Nuggets, who's turned into be a really good two-way player. And pretty good defensive player. I don't know that he and Jamal Murray get along, but it is rumored right now that potentially because Aaron Gordon's name keeps coming up too, but Lonzo Ball's name, the Pelicans have talked about it, saying they want a first round pick and they want a young player, a good player with potential. What would the cost be? You know, a young prospect and number one. Well, Denver could easily part with a first-round pick. Could they part ways with a Bol Bol, R.J. Hampton, even a Zeke Nagy type guy? I like all those players, but Lonzo Ball? Let's get the ball train going here, man. Let's bring Daddy Ball over, too.
Only two dudes better than me, and I'm both of them.
Would you want to see the ball train in Denver? That sounds bad, doesn't it?
The ball train at Ball Arena.
Hey. Oh! What? Denver, pick up the phone right now. This has to happen. according to Clutch Points And, of course, Rachel Nichols. They were talking about the Aaron Gordon sweepstakes, but more importantly, the Lonzo Ball sweepstakes. If he's actually going to be on the move, the Nuggets are in the rumor mill with the Pelicans. They've talked a lot. They also talked about J.J. Redick a while back. But Lonzo Ball's the guy that keeps coming up, a legitimate two-way player playing some of the best basketball in his career. He's averaging 14 points per game, shooting almost 40% from the three-point line. His intangibles, which, again, Jamal Murray doesn't have a lot of those, at least consistently, because there are other guys rebounding the basketball.
There's a lot of big fellas on the court, you know, so, you know, I apologize if I don't always get five or six, you know. But I'm always out there trying to rebound. I mean, we have a lot of guys that rebound. Thrill rebounds for a guard. Porter rebounds. Joker obviously rebounds. You know, Sapp is a big fellow, so I feel like I'm the least of the guys to get rebounds. But you know, I try to go over there and just get a good box out.
That's what you want from your superstar, right? Is that what you want? I'm the least of those guys. Hey! What are we doing here? Those guys can board. I don't need to do that. Lonzo Ball's got he's got it, man. Now, listen, you're not going Jamal for Lonzo Ball. No, I didn't think Jamal Murray and Lonzo Ball got along all that well. So that would be interesting. But he's a pretty good defensive player. Maybe even upwards of elite type defensive player, which Magic Johnson said he's got one of the best basketball IQ. All this is funny because a lot of people, they look at Lonzo Ball and they think, the guy's a joke, whatever, his dad. But if you watch him play, he's actually a pretty damn good defensive player. He's gotten much better from the three-point line. Could you do it? Putting him alongside Porter, Murray, and Joker. See, that guy's not a super, superstar, but he's the kind of guy that you could bring in, maybe, if the Pelicans are willing to go that route. That's a pretty cheap price. I'd go first-round Bol Bol all day long. Do you see a future with Bol Bol? I'm not seeing it. You know, I was watching Nuggets after a win the other night. They're all in the huddle talking. You see Bol Bol off in the distance just watching. He's not even in the huddle. I felt bad for the guy. Like, why don't you bring him over? He looks sad. Like, I didn't get to play. I'm not going to participate in that huddle. I'm just saying, if you don't have the superstar, if you don't have the superstar that Jamal Murray is, you got to piece it together a little more. Porter's going to be the guy. Dixon's trying to catch me in something, man. You can't do it. I'm like a ninja. I'm a sports talk ninja. I'm moving around all willy-nilly. What do you think about Lonzo? Does the dad train come to Denver, or is that slowed down immensely? I don't hear it as much anymore.
No. But anytime there's probably like a big move like that, we'll hear.
You heard it when Lonzo was in LA.
Yeah.
But I don't hear anything from him anymore. But
we'll see. I like the idea.
As far as the player, I don't know if I want Daddy Ball running around doing crazy things.
We need some more entertainment coming on up here. Let's get it going.
I'd like to get him on, but I'd be terrified to get him on.
You never know. Studio.
You don't know what he's gonna say, man. You know, any guy that can say that he's only two dudes better than me, I'm both of them. I'd be down for that. I don't know. I'm also at this. And listen, you guys, everybody paints me out to be this Jamal Murray hater, which is sucky because I was the first guy to step up. I actually got listeners pissed at me 4 years ago when I said, Jamal Murray's one of those guys. He's so good that I'm actually seeing it when he misses. He looks good when he misses. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I said that and I got crucified for that. I love that people are painting me out. It's Brady, you put way too much pressure on Murray and blah, blah, blah. I'm the guy that said he's going to be better than Steph Curry. He's going to be better than these other guards. So I guess the reason I put pressure on him is because I saw it. I saw what this guy could do. And you see it. You see 50-point nights. Why can't he do it every night? You'd be saying the same thing about Nikola Jokic if he was doing this. You'd be saying the same thing about Joel Embiid if he wasn't performing every night. If the superstars in this league don't do it every night, they're not superstars. That's why. That's why the Nuggets don't get as much respect either. They got Joker, who's just now starting to get that press. Just now. Murray got it in the bubble. But you're kidding yourself if you think that it was just stats and just wins that gave Jamal Murray all that all that prowess, right? It was the social justice stuff. He was wearing the shoes. There was times he didn't even go to the media, and he put his shoes up there, and they did the zoom in on just the shoes, and then he cried after the games. And I'm not like, listen, I'm telling you what it is. I'm not saying that was wrong or right. I'm telling you, this was the time we were in. Any player that is going to go out, I mean, Jamal Murray's wearing LeBron James is wearing vote or die shirts. They were all doing it. And the guys that score in the big time points, and then they pour that on, the media is going to, you know, put your hands out. I'm eating that up, man. I'm eating that up. And the media did. Was it kind of fool's gold? Jamal had the money, had the stats, but then suddenly would disappear. But we dissolved that. We glossed over it. We'd skip over two games. 50-point night, 12-12. 50-point night. And I'm just saying, guys, what stands between you and a title is Jamal Murray's willingness to be the guy. When he's off mentally and physically. He passes up easy layups. A lot to discuss. 40 minutes after the hour. Power to Play Sports poll question. It's kind of different. We'll go with something. Maybe Lonzo Ball tomorrow. We'll do something fun there. Who's the greater quarterback of the two, John Elway or Peyton Manning? Go vote. And 54. Wow, it's getting tight here. 54% saying John Elway. Go to thewholeshow.com and vote. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we got a new Power to Play Sports poll question. We're getting it up right now. Should the Nuggets go after Lonzo Ball before the trade deadline, which is tomorrow, isn't it? Isn't the trade deadline, I believe it's tomorrow. Yes, it is tomorrow. It is right upon us, Colfax. But usually, this is what you hear. It's Thursday, March 25th. I haven't. This hasn't been a lot of discussion on the show, Colfax, because every rumor that I've heard about the Nuggets is just that. It's a lot of rumor mill. There's not a lot of teeth to it that you see on some of the main sites, some of the main sports report hubs, so to speak. But this one is, when Rachel Nichols says it, seriously, when Rachel Nichols says there is a trade rumor out there, I'm going to listen. I am going to listen to it. So would you like to see it? Now I know you're all going to ask the same question. The first question is, would you go after him? Would you go after Lonzo Ball? I think the guy gets a negative rep outside of where he plays because of how he came into the NBA. He's actually a pretty good dude. Pretty good head on his shoulders, I think. From what I know, I would give Bol Bol and a first round. Hell, I'd throw in either. And I like Zeke Nagy, but I'm starting to like RJ more. Should the Nuggets go after Lonzo Ball before the trade deadline? Go ahead and vote at thewholeshow.com. Already 75% saying no. I don't know. All right, I'm going to take a break. Let me load that up. I'll get it up on social media, too, so other hooligans can see it as well, but let's see where this vote goes. Go to thewholeshow.com. Should the Nuggets go after Lonzo Ball before the trade deadline? It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air, and that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. I always say we have a script for what we're going to be talking about throughout this program, but certain conversations just kind of take us all over the place, Colfax, and that's okay. That's what's all right sometimes. Sometimes we need to have those. New Power to Play Sports poll question is should the Nuggets go after Lonzo Ball? It should be a reasonable deal from what we're hearing out of Pelicans camp that they want a first round and, you know, a young prospect type player. the Nuggets have, according to Denver Stiffs, according to SB Nation, according to Rachel Nichols, according to ESPN's Brian Windhorst, the Nuggets have shown interest in New Orleans guard Lonzo Ball, talking about what it would take. That would be cool. What would the cost be? The Pelicans, according to DenverStiffs.com, the Pelicans' asking price appears to be a first-round pick and a younger prospect. Denver's got three younger prospects to choose from: Bol Bol, R.J. Hampton, and Zeke Nagy, and a first-round pick. Now, I don't know if New Orleans would be interested in any of those guys, but the Nuggets could make that phone call. Maybe they already have. Tomorrow is the trade deadline. I'd be curious to see your thoughts on this one. Eastside Chris says, I'm sure my new team, Kansas City, would rather face Manning than Elway. Also, no Ball people. It's perfect fit. You got Ball Arena. You need a guy named Ball playing in Ball Arena with a basketball. I mean, you can't write this. Hollywood couldn't write a better script, Colfax. Lonzo Ball playing basketball at Ball Arena. Ugh. Ugh. If they don't make this happen, what a waste. Now, again, if the Pelicans are interested in anything upper tier beyond Bol Bol, R.J. Hampton, and Zeke Nagy, I almost cussed. I'd throw in Will Barton. I'd go first rounder. You get to pick either Bol Bol, R.J., or Zeke, and I'll throw in Will Barton. Nah, I don't know. Will Barton, who'd you rather have, Will Barton or Lonzo Ball starting? Better defensive player. Probably Lonzo Ball. He's averaging 14 points per game, about 5 rebounds per game, 4 or 5 assists per game. He's getting close to Jamal's 6, so don't worry about you, Jamal. You don't have to average your 6 when Lonzo comes to town. You're free to do, you know, you're free to score average amount of points. All right, that's going to... I know. I love Jamal, man. I love him. I love the Blue Arrow. I really do. But, hey, his greatness stands between Denver and a title. So I need him to be great, not average. We'll be back at it on a Thursday night special. Good night, Northern Colorado.